two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Welcome back to Inside Sources, and you are so glad you stuck around because we have back in the studio Mary Richards. We've stolen her away for just a moment from the church news. And first, Mary, it's always nice to have you back in studio.
It's so fun to be behind a microphone again.
Yeah.
This is kind of thrilling.
Well, we know rolling into the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints over the weekend, of course, you can listen to that wall-to-wall here on KSL News Radio. And in between conference sessions, we have some amazing specials. And Mary, you got to focus on one of those that I think is so important. We always talk about the pioneer heritage and what pioneers have done. And we also have a host of pioneering stories that maybe we've missed that we need to take note of.
Yes, the special is called Discovering New Stories of Utah's Pioneers. And these are folks, maybe at the time they didn't think they were a pioneer. They were an everyday person living an everyday life, but they paved the way for us.
Yeah.
They paved the way for Utahns. They paved the way for members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And their stories ought to be told, remembered, shared, valued. And so we tell some of those stories. We learn about some names you may have heard, some names hopefully you're hearing more of.
Yeah.
For example, one is Martha Hughes Cannon. And so I brought a clip from the Better Days Education Director. She's the historical director, rather, Rebecca Clark, and she talks about Martha Hughes Cannon.
Utah will soon be installing a statue of Martha Hughes Cannon at the U.S. State Capitol in Statuary Hall because Martha was very exceptional in many ways for her time. She was a doctor. She received 4 degrees by the time she was 25. And this is in the 1800s when women were often not going on to pursue further education. And she was the first female state senator in the nation.
Yeah.
But she was also really representative of so many of the women here in Utah in her time and beyond, right? Where they were using their talents and using their passions and the things that they were interested in to then make their community around them better.
I so love that. 4 degrees. I want to borrow one of those.
I know.
I think I could get one of those.
Borrow some of the tenacity.
Yeah, but to have 4 degrees before age 25 in that era, I think is so extraordinary. And, of course, having her in Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C., is such a statement. I think we're seeing this really interesting moment of pioneering women that I think is so significant. So I think Martha Hughes Cannon going to the United States Capitol reflects so much of what we're seeing from the women in Russia, in Ukraine, in Afghanistan, and in Iran. And it's these women who are doing really what Martha Hughes Cannon did back in the 1800s.
Oh, for sure. And that's exactly a lesson we take from that and from her example. We also discuss Emmeline B. Wells. Some people of church history might recognize that name. There's another name that I really think people ought to know that we talk about as speaking of women who did good things. It is Ada Williams Quinn. Mm. She, in the turn of the century, figured out a better way to make aprons and patented several patterns and processes.
Oh, wow.
Even ran for governor. Think how it would have been if we'd had our first Utah governor named Ada Williams Quinn. She's another one I can't wait for people to hear more about. Harvey Fletcher. We wouldn't be here in this audio booth without him. Mm-hmm. He was a pioneer and an innovator. But there's some names we begin the program with that I think everybody really, really ought to know. And if people were paying attention over the summer in July, and we had a lot of coverage of this on KSL and in the church news, the new Pioneer Monument, this is the place, dedicated July 22nd. This monument tells the whole story of some of these early pioneers. And I want to say this, when I spoke with Mauli Bonner about it, we've been saying since July, oh, it's a new Black pioneer monument, right? And we've been pointing out these Black pioneers whose stories kind of got lost over the years. He said, I want everybody to know that this is a pioneer monument.
Yeah.
I thought that was really touching.
Oh, so powerful. In fact, let's go to some of your conversation with Mauli Bonner. Again, it was the film, His Name is Greenflake. He spearheaded this movement to get this monument at This Is the Place. And it is simply a pioneer monument. Take a listen.
What's interesting is I think in today's world, it's emotionally taxing for us. You know, everyone is so exhausted. It's been hard, right? And to be able to look to our past and know that there are people that came before us that endured unimaginable trials and hardships, it allows me to know that I can overcome what's going on in my life. So looking to them, I draw strength from them.
Yeah, there's so many powerful principles, so many powerful lessons in all of these pioneering stories.
Right. To draw strength from these stories, those who came before and worked so hard. We begin the program there, talking about This Is the Place Heritage Park. And we end the program there, too, kind of exploring that idea of being rooted to a place where we connect with people in place and purpose. But I agree. I mean, that you're going to love this program. I want to tell everybody to listen at 1 o'clock on Sunday because Mauli Bonner kind of really goes through that idea of these men, Greenflake and these others who came across and struggled and their stories ought to be known, ought to be shared because of what you learn from that. We learn perseverance. We learn value. We learn family. We learn so many, just so many lessons from these pioneers who came before us.
Yeah, it's so important. And again, we have your Sunday midday all figured out. So you can listen to General Conference from 10 to noon here on KSL News Radio. As soon as that morning session is over, stick around. I'll have my special starting right at noon, which is on First Freedoms, how their interconnectedness of those First Freedom rights. And then starting right at 1 o'clock will be Mary Richards and these extraordinary pioneering stories. Mary, before I let you go, just give us one other little tease and one more little taste in terms of what we're going to experience between 1 and 2 p.m. on Sunday right here on KSL News Radio.
So I have dropped some of those names, but you'll hear from some incredible, also the people I interviewed, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking about the pioneers, but the people I interview also just impressed me so much with their own journey and their own endeavors and efforts to keep these stories alive, to keep telling these stories, and their encouragement for all of us to look inside of us and think, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, how am I a pioneer in my family? How am I helping make the world a better place for the future? And maybe you can't name it, but your everyday life of being good and doing good and being the best person you can be is being, in my opinion, a pioneer as well.
Yeah, that pioneering heritage and that pioneering spirit, I think, is so important to what we're doing here in the state. Again, it's going to be on Sunday right here on KSL News Radio from 1 to 2 p.m. Mary Richards, always great to have her back behind a microphone. We are thrilled that she is with the Church News. She's doing some extraordinary reporting and coverage there. Of all things happening in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But we are also always grateful when we can get Mary Richards back in the booth with us here on KSL News Radio. All of these are going to air throughout the conference weekend. KSL News Radio, KSL TV is really the only place you need to go. You can also get it on your app. So if you're out and about, you can still listen. If you're running some errands in between sessions, don't miss this one from Mary Richards. And Mary, final thought before, what was your aha moment? What surprised you as you were putting this all together?
You know, what surprised me was that there's so much from history I need to teach my children. Mm. I thought, I mean, it wasn't like a surprise, but it was more like a realization that that we can have these kinds of everyday heroes in a way and lessons and learns. I really, really like that story of Ada Williams Quinn. She reminded me of my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of an aha moment when the historian, Dr. Holly George, that I was interviewing said, you know, she reminds me of your mother-in-law because she knows her as well.
Oh, wow.
I thought, yes, I can see these own you know, examples in my life around me today, yeah. even. So that was kind of an aha moment to think this isn't just the past and in books and statues, but these kinds of examples are around us today.
Yeah, that history is so important, those principles of history. It's not just about dates and locations. And we should always remember that that which we ignore or forget, our children may never know. And what our children don't know, our grandchildren will not possess. Check out Mary Richards 1 p.m. on Sunday. That wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll break for top of the hour news. Hour number two, don't go anywhere. A lot to cover on a Friday here on Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.